So I'm just kind of curious in this situation and her, I don't know if she actually asked her, you discussed what you thought maybe would be the potential cure rate. What number would you give a patient like that, a range of numbers? And what number would you give someone with sort of more garden variety AML, not therapy related, with intensive therapy?
So the biggest problem with this is, as much as I can pick numbers for a patient, what I do tell them is I can't pick your number. So I can give you a population of patients, and if you're that one person who's a long-term survivor and you see none of these side effects, you have done phenomenally. You'll never know from all the things that didn't happen, but you have to know the likelihood of that happening. So I can say, overall, about, let's say, a third of patients will go into remission, and we could cure up to half of those patients with transplant. If you do the math, you're talking about, 10 or 15% of patients overall, but people don't necessarily think that. And if they're in that 10 or 15% of patients, they don't see everybody else who didn't do so well. But you do have to realize that, when you put those numbers, the flip side of that is 85% of patients receive this therapy and don't benefit from it, other than in terms of short-term gains, that they don't die immediately of leukemia or its complications. And those are real risks. They will live longer by having received therapy than not receiving it, but we don't know that they're going to live longer from the intensive therapy than less intensive therapy, now that less intensive therapy has caught up to some of those gaps that we had before, where we were just using low-dose Ara-C, for example, which really is not an adequate therapy for this kind of disease.
So again, those numbers you would give to someone with sort of garden variety AML.
No, I would do that in this setting. So in garden variety AML, at age, I think this patient was in her 70s, and the long-term survival on a good day for AML here really depends on the genetics. Best case scenario, in patients with core binding factor leukemias, we cure about 30% of those patients. Worst case scenario, if you have high-risk karyotype, you're talking about, a 5% cure for everybody, but not everyone's a transplant candidate. So you have to look at that in terms of, can we take this patient to transplant if we achieve a remission? And the interesting thing from the CPX study was, if they looked at patients over the age of 70, 70 to 75 on the study, versus those 60 to 70 on the study, the outcomes were pretty much the same. So again, I don't use age here if the patient's fit and transplant candidate. And more we're offering transplants. But as we get into the 70s, we're very picky about who we choose here. So again, if the patient's a really fit 70-year-old, we're going to be as aggressive as we can be. But older patients have more trouble tolerating this therapy, so we're really careful about who we offer this to, because we really don't want to harm patients and give them an unrealistic expectation of benefit here.